A world materialized around him. Jaden stood within a lime-green hexagon of closely cropped grass that was approximately 10 feet wide. Longer, richer, and more vibrant grass surrounded its borders. The hex was placed on a flat plateau that interrupted a long hillside. A few hundred yards away, a stand of trees stood apart from the nearby forest like an advance scouting party. Dense woods spread up a slope which culminated in a fringe of emerald, great, jagged grey mountains rising behind. A blue sky spread overhead and the sun peeked out from behind small white clouds that drifted along a fresh, fragrant breeze. Jaden shivered, goosebumps peppering his bare arms. He was dressed in a sleeveless woolen tunic and leather boots. A belt cinched the tunic and held a copper-headed hand axe and a copper knife. A black ring adorned his middle finger. Jaden suspected it was a spatial ring of some sort. Spatial rings allowed players to store items that would otherwise be too large to carry. They also kept food fresh, which was usually handy, and they had a habit of getting as cluttered as a garage might, if a player wasn't careful. It was clear to him that he was now in a villa. When the Durham said right away, they obviously meant it. Just as he wondered what to do first, another hexagon appeared directly in front of him. It formed a rough, figure-eight-shaped outline as it touched his hexagon. Jaden couldn't prevent his double take as Liliana appeared upon it. She still resembled a Grecian goddess, fresh from Mount Olympus. Not a hint of recognition lit her eyes.
"Welcome, traveller. Welcome to the land of Avila. My name is Liliana, and I am your guide. Firstly, a word of warning. In Avila, we like you to figure out a lot of things for yourself. I'll give you a good understanding of how to start. After that, you may ask me a maximum of one question per day. But there is a limit to their number. Make sure you use them sparingly. Please."
She clasped her hands together in prayer, as if beseeching him.
"Please, think wisely before summoning me. This land works in a natural, logical way, so you should be able to figure most things out on your own. Do you have any questions so far?"
"You know me!"
Jaden screamed in his mind.
"You saved me!"
He shuffled awkwardly, wanting answers to questions he daren't ask. Richard had pressed home the importance of the streaming channel that would record his every move and how he would leverage it for advertising revenue. How could he ask Liliana if she'd guided him from certain death to this opportunity, knowing it would be open to the world? He gasped inwardly, composing himself. He knew he had to make this work, or he truly was dead. The Durhams had driven that point home on more than one occasion. Liliana made him a little nervous. She was close, very close, and was wearing the skimpy lilac gown. It was her golden torque that lent her a certain look, evoked by images of ancient Greece, of a face that launched 1,000 ships, of gods looking down from pantheons in the clouds, and her painted eyes that were still edged with black. He had to ask her a question, but he couldn't ask the one he needed to. Jaden finished collecting himself. He'd get to the bottom of it later.